Under the watchful eye of the instructor from the World Wildlife Fund, Filipino fishermen are building new boats, not with traditional plywood, but with glass-reinforced plastic, commonly known as fiberglass. The huge storm that hit Leyte Island on November 8, 2013, left more than 7,300 people dead and missing. 4 million others were made homeless, and many also lost their sources of income, such as wooden fishing boats called bancas. Typhoon Haiyan also destroyed the sources of the material to make new boats, so it looked like rebuilding the bancas would take a lot of time and effort. The World Wildlife Fund wanted to help the Filipino fishermen return to normal life as soon as possible. Patrick Vincent Coe says it's Bancas for the Philippines project, which he manages, is teaching them how to build boats more quickly.
We feel that this is simply the next step forward, both out of necessity and out of practicality, to use fiberglass rather than wood and plywood. And also something that is essentially more ecologically sound.
At first, says watercraft consultant Ramon Binamira, the fishermen were skeptical about the durability of fiberglass.
Is it strong enough? Will it be able to take the day-to-day abuse that the traditional boats have proven to be capable of taking?
Skepticism quickly evaporated when a fiberglass banca passed the crucial sledgehammer test. 78-year-old fisherman from Tanawan, Norberto De La Torre, says he was impressed.
What I can say is that the fiberglass boat is durable in water. While wooden boats can get rotten in the water, especially in muddy water, it easily gets grimy.
The smaller bancas are intended for small-scale fishing, but the World Wildlife Fund hopes the new boat-building skills will help the fishermen design and create larger boats. And the new technology will help them better prepare for climate change and reduce pressure on forests that were also devastated by the last year's storm. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.